Blog Talk Radio.
Talk and catch this, and then you catch the blog talk a little bit later.
But we'll leave it like that because teachers are already in place. The hammer already down and dust, says Yahweh. So enjoy Body Part of the Saturday live broadcast. Shalom.
Works of your hand,
mm-hmm. your own purse.
It says, yet you have not hearkened unto me with the works of your hand.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, thus says the Yahweh of hosts, because ye have not hearkened, not heard my word.
So Yahweh say he sent his seal, right? Rising up early and sent them, but we have not opened up our big ears, right? Let's write to the book of Jeremiah right quick. He said, don't be worshiping Lord God and Jesus, right? Let's see what our forefathers, our foremothers turned right around and did. Sister A.B. Phoebe, the book of Jeremiah chapter 2, the 1 through 5. 11 through 14. Let's see what our forefathers and foremothers turned right around and did. David Beatty of C. Roy. One through five, 11 through 14.
Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Yahweh Judah, southern tribe, saying, thus says Yahweh, I remember you, the kindness of your youth,
mm-hmm.
the love of thy espousal,
yes, ma'am.
When you went after me in the wilderness. The land that I was not sown.
The land that was not sown. Come on.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Israel was holy. Yahweh.
So he said Israel was keeping my Torah structure, right?
Right.
Israel was righteous.
Yes.
I said, here Yahweh come out.
And the first fruit of his increase.
And they were the first fruit of his increase. Come on.
All that devour him shall offend.
Mm-hmm.
Evil shall come upon them.
Yeah.
Yahweh. Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Hear you the word of Yahweh, O family of Israel.
Hear the word of Yahweh, O nation of Israel. Come on.
And all the families of the nations of Israel.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Thus says Yahweh, what iniquity sins have your fathers found in me?
Well, Yahweh asked this question again. What should I see wrong with me? What sin have your fathers found in me? Come on.
That they are gone far from me,
mm-hmm.
and walk after vanity, and I become vain.
He said they walk after vanity, and I became vain. Hold that point. Mothers, we Israel, I'm trying to remember Romans chapter 10. Let's look at 1 through 4. If they were our forefathers and mothers, what we work with, what is Israel on, Mother Z? Romans chapter 10, 1 through 4. Mother Z, Israel, the same way. What is Israel on here, Mother Z? Romans 10, 1 through 4.
Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. Brethren, my heart is...
Brothers, sisters, my mind, desire, and prayer to Yahweh is what?
Brethren, sisters, my mind, desire, and pray to Yahweh for Israel is that they might be saved.
Well, now this is Brother Paul, right?
Right.
He's writing a letter to Rome. And I tell you, the Christian world is way up and down it. He writes to us, five sons of Esau, right? But he called them his brothers and his sisters. Now let's see who Paul says. Brother T. Israel is his brothers and sisters in the book of Romans chapter 9. Let's look at 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who do we say is his brothers and sisters? Who is kinfolk, Brother T? And Romans 9, 1 through 4.
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verses 1 through 4, to read.
What do you read?
I say the truth in Yahweh the Son. I lie not.
Yes, sir.
My son also bear me witness in the righteous spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Verse 3. For I could wit that myself was cursed from Yahweh the Son, from my brother and sister, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
Good.
Verse 4. Who are Israelites?
Mm-hmm.
So who contains the adoption?
The adoption.
The honor.
Mm-hmm.
And the covenant.
Yes, sir.
And the giving of the Torah instructions, the heavenly tablets, and the service of Yahweh and the promises.
Well, Paul said that his brothers and sisters, his kinfolk is the 12 tribes of Israel. So we know that who he writes to over here in Rome is his kinfolk, right?
Yes.
That's right.
He ain't write the stranger, right?
Yes.
He writes this letter to his kinfolk.
Yes.
Let's see if we can back in that emotion in Romans 1, verse number 7, Mother Z. Romans 1, verse number 7.
Chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
To all that
he has wrong. He said, all. Now, you know
Genesis 2, verse 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 2, the first book of every tablet. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
Uh-huh.
And all the host of them. Verse 2.
Yes,
and
sir.
And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Verse 3.
Verse
3. Uh-huh. And did what?
Fire.
He saved. So this word out show up for a weakest back is the Sabbath on the other days of the week that we did. Imagine that Leviticus 24 and the same thing. Judah is sitting on all the information, right? The book of Joshua, chapter chapter 62. The baby is speaking. Let's look at verse number 24. Dashes 62. Verse number 24. The baby Phoebe of C. Roy.
So Alexander reigned To observe and to do all his territory instruction.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I command this command you this day that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set you up high above all nations.
Yahweh will set you up on high above all nations, right? Of the earth. Verse number 15. What is the flip side, Mother Z? Verse number 15. Yes, ma'am. Verse number 15.
15. But it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his instructions and his statutes.
Yes, ma'am.
I command you this day that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you.
So let's see what happens in verse number 47 through 50, Mother Z. Let's see what happens. Verse 47 to 50, Deuteronomy 28, 47 to 50, Mother Z. Israel, the city of Roy.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 50,
mm-hmm.
Verse 47,
uh-huh.
because you serve not the Yahweh, because you serve not the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which
With joyfulness,
and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things.
Verse 48.
Therefore shall you serve enemies.
Serve your enemies.
Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which the Yahweh shall send against you in hurt
and hunger,
and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things.
So no matter what you need or want, Israel, the only place you can go and get it from right now is your enemy, right?
Right.
And we know that the enemy that is set up in rulership come out of Alexander's lineage. Ain't that right?
Right.
Son of Esau, the wicked, ain't that right?
Right.
Is in power.
Mm-hmm.
That's who your number one enemy is. And we're going to read that. Come on, Mother Z.
29.
Did you finish 48?
Oh, no, 48.
Come on back to 48. Let's do what? And nakedness and then one of all things. And what are you going to do?
One of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you.
So you can go and look up who had yoke of iron on their neck. Ain't nobody else going to pop up but you. Nobody else gonna pop up but the 12 tribes of Israel. Ain't that right? Verse 49. Come on.
Verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
The Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from afar.
From far, come on.
The end of the earth.
From the end of the earth, come on.
As swift as the eagle flies.
The eagle be representing the eagle man, right?
Right.
We know have that symbol as their national bird, right? The eagle.
Right.
One that always prey on people, ain't that right?
Right.
And it's fit for Esau and his five sons, ain't that right?
Right.
Come on. What that the eagle fly? A nation
whose tongue you shall not understand.
They had to beat that tongue into you, ain't that right, Israel?
Right.
You didn't understand. They put the whip on your back to say, Toby, right? Hey, you say Kuta. Toby. Verse number 50. Come on with it.
Verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
A nation of
spirit.
Continent. Which shall not regard the persons of the old, neither shall
know it shall favor.
None shall favor to the young.
Verse 43 and 44. Mother Z Israel is seeing right. 43 and 44.
43 and
44. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 and 44.
Deuteronomy 28, verse
43
and
44. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
The stranger that is within you shall get up above you very high, and
uh-huh.
Dust shall come down very low.
Verse 44.
Verse
44.
He shall lend to you, and thus shall not lend to him.
Mm-hmm.
He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail.
You mean the head of Yahweh is in this whole program here? Yes. The head of Yahweh is in this whole program. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Let's keep at verse number 19 through 22. Daniel 2. 19 through 22. Daniel
chapter 2, verse 19
through
22. There was a secret revealed unto Daniel, and the night
Uh-huh.
And Daniel blessed Yahweh of the heaven.
Daniel blessed Yahweh of heaven. Come on.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
For wisdom and might are his.
Go ahead.
21. And he changed the time and season.
So Yahweh changed time and season. Go ahead. Go ahead, as he do.
And set up.
Go ahead.
He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know
the truth. So he said that Yahweh is the one that set up kings. And he the one that take down kings, right? Yahweh is the one that set up kings and take down kings. Especially the book of Job, brother. See Israel, see right. Let's see what else Yahweh got under his thumb here. If I can pull it out, brother T. The book of Job, chapter 12. And let's look at verse number 16. What else do Yahweh got under his control here? The book of Job 12, verse number 16, brother T. Israel of C. Roy.
Book of Job, 12 chapter, verse 17.
Verse number 16. Job 12, verse 16. What else do Yahweh got under his control? Come on.
With him is strength and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The deceived and the deceiver are his.
You mean Yahweh control the deceived, which is we the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who is the deceiver? Who is that? That's in Revelation chapter 12. Let's see who the deceiver is. Mother Z is relative, right? Book of Revelation chapter 12. Let's look at verse 1, 2, and 3. And verse number 9. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 1, 2, and 3. And verse number 9, Mother Z Israel will see you right. And verse number 9. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 1, 2, and 3. And verse number 9, Mother Z Israel will see you right.
Revelation chapter 12. Verses 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Skip down to verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
Yes, ma'am.
And a woman clothed with with the sun and the moon under her feet.
Yes, ma'am.
And upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Now, we understand who this is representative of, right?
Right.
Who is representative of, Mother Z?
12 tribes of Israel.
This is talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. What happened in verse number 2?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And she being with child.
Who is the she here? Being with child. Well, Israel, right?
Right.
What happened?
Pride.
Travailing.
Travailing in birth and pain to be delivered.
What happened in verse 3?
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And there appears another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and seven crowns upon his head.
Now he said, there appeared a great red dragon, right?
Right.
And what about the red dragon? What about the dragon in verse number 9, Mother Z? What are you up to?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And the great dragon was cast out that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
And his wicked minister spirit was cast out with him. So he said that this dragon, right? And we know that by description, the dragon is a red dragon, right? We can go to Genesis 25:25 and find out exactly who that is born to, right? Esau and his five sons. Look at that, Revelation 13, verse 3. They be expedient to see right. Revelation 13, verse number 3.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one of his heads as he was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after him.
So all the world is wondering. They're going after the beast. And what did the beast do in verse number 13, so say it here, Phoebe. What did the beast do? Mm-hmm.
And he drew a great wonder so that he made his fire come out from heaven on the earth in the sky.
Verse number 14 to 15.
Verse 14. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles he, Satan, had power to do in the sight of the beast.
Come on.
Saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make
to the beast. So he said that they should make an image to the beast, right? No. Go ahead, read out.
Which
had the womb. Verse 15, we're about the image of the beast. And we see him and his power every time good Easter come around. He showed you what image he working with, right? I swear up and down, the one they call the Son of God, right? He a red man, ain't that right? So they had power to give life to the image of the beast. And what else?
That the image of the beast should both the beast and cause that many.
That the image of the beast should both speak. Now he do speak, right? He say, come here, my child, and let me touch you. Every Easter, he healing somebody. Ain't that right? Come on, brother. I mean, Sister A.B. Phoenix.
As many as would not worship the image of the beast,
so he said that he made an image to the beast. Let's see how if we read that in historical documents, Brother T. Israel, under the second Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 48. From the second Maccabees, Brother T. Israel, B. Royal. The second Maccabees, first Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 48. But yeah. 3:48. First Maccabees 3, verse 48. Brother T. Israel, C. Royal. First Maccabees 3, verse 48. Let's see if that record of somebody making an image in the book of First Maccabees 3:48, Brother T. Israel, C. Royal.
First Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, and they opened the book, the Torah instruction.
Now we know, we just read in First Maccabees chapter 1 who was in power, right?
Right.
Alexander, the five sons of Esau, came into world domination, right? But we know who opening up the book, right? It's the five sons of Esau. We know who today is. They laid open the book of the Torah instruction where in what?
All right, 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the heathen, the word for Esau and his five sons, Amalek, and sought to paint the likeness of their image.
So every time you see a biblical characteristic, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right?
Right.
Every time you see an image of a biblical character, what do they look like? They look like Esau and his five sons, the red men.
Right.
We know who the guilty party is, right?
Right.
No question about it. Even the greatest man that ever lived, Yahweh the Son, they distorted his image. Ain't that right?
Right.
That's right.
But let's run back to that Daniel, Sister A.B. Phoebe C. Royal. Daniel chapter 2, 20 through 22. Daniel 2, 20 through 22. David, Phoebe, and Phoebe, right? All right, Mother D of Israel, Phoebe, Roy. Yahweh be with you, Mother D. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Daniel, chapter 2. 22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. Daniel answered and said, blessed
be the
name of Yahweh forever
and ever. Yeah.
Verse 21. And he changed the times and
seasons. He removed kings and set up
kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise
and
knowledge to them that know understand. Verse 22. Mm-hmm. He revealed the deep. He knows what is in the darkness, the light,
as well as wisdom. So, the one that gave the earth to the wicked was who? Who gave the earth to the wicked? Yahweh, right? Let's run to the book of Jeremiah, Brother T. Israel, C. Roy. Let's see if we can get a second witness concerning the matter. In the book of Jeremiah, right quick. Brother T. Israel, see you right. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 27. And let's begin at verse number 5. 5 through 7. Jeremiah 27, 5 through 7. Brother T. Israel, see you right.
Look at Jeremiah this year, chapter 27, verse 5 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
I made the earth and the man and the beast that upon the ground.
Go ahead.
By my great power.
Uh-huh.
And by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seems meet to me.
Well, y'all gonna say, I made the earth, man and the beast. And I give it to whoever it seems right unto me. Ain't that what he say?
That's right.
Verse number 6. Come on.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And I have given all these lands in the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field, have I given him also to serve him.
Verse 7.
All nations to serve him.
Hey.
And his son's son.
Uh-huh.
Until the very time of his leg comes. And then many nations and great kings to serve themselves of him.
Now we know that this is a Sirach 42:24, Mother Z. Now we can get a Sirach 42:24 out of this Jeremiah 27. This is Sirach 42:24, Mother Z, Israel, see you, Roy. The book of Sirach 42:24. Mother Z, Israel, of C. Roy. And we can get a Sirach 42:24 from Jeremiah 27, right? And we know that, we know about ancient Babylon, but we also know about today Babylon as well, right? We know who is in power at this very moment. Esau and his five sons, right?
That's right.
The book of Sirach 42:24. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy.
Book of Sirach, chapter 22:24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
All things are double.
So you say all things are double, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
One against another.
Mm-hmm.
And he has made nothing. Perfect.
So you can look at one scripture one way this time, and it'll be a double, right? Another way at another time, right?
Job
11, verse 6. Mother D of Israel of C. Roy. Look at Job 11, verse number 6. And I'm going to pick up these markers, and I'm going to be all out of here, y'all. Job 11, 6. Mother D of Israel of C. Roy. What do you read?
That he would show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double, to that which is known, therefore, that God wise.
Exactly.
You less than and
so we know that. We can look at a scripture that can mean one thing here. It has a double meaning, right? We know that who the earth has been given to in our days is the wicked. Ain't that right? And the wicked is none other than Esau and his five sons. We read that in the book of 1 Maccabees. Let's run back to that 1 Maccabees chapter 1, Mother Zeke. 1 Maccabees chapter 1. Come on, Mother Zeke. Let's get into it now.
First,
this is Yahuwah Sabbath Day. We're supposed to be rocking and rolling on Yahuwah Sabbath Day.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 3.
Let's pick it up at verse number 9. Let's see what happened in verse number 9, 41 through 43.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9,
skip
down to 41
through 43. Let's see what we're working with here, Mother Z. We got to get rocking and rolling around here now. Come on.
Would you say I'd be at 41?
41 through 43. First Maccabees. Chapter 1, verse 9. 41 through 43.
First Maccabees. Chapter 9,
get
down to verse 41 and 43.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves.
Well, after Alexander, the Amalekite, right?
Right.
One of the five sons of Esau, after he was put in the grave, after his death, it's four generals, they took rulership of the four corners of the earth. Is that what he's talking about here?
Right.
They were given, each one was given a portion of the four corners of the earth. They put pride upon themselves, and so did what?
So did their sons after them. Many years.
And guess what?
And,
hold on, Mother Lee. And guess what? They still put crowns on their heads. Ain't that right?
Right.
To this very day, Esau is the man in charge. Ain't that right?
Right.
So they put crowns on their heads, and what else they do? What else happened, Mother Lee?
Many years, and evil
was
multiplied in the earth.
So, we found out that Esau and his five sons told Yahweh in the book of Psalms chapter 2, we don't want to have nothing to do with you and your ways. Ain't that what he said? Let's see if I can pull out a statement of Sister A.B. and B.B. in the book of Psalms. Let me see if I can pull out a statement concerning what Esau had to say to our power, Yahweh, right? Let's see if I can pull out this statement in the book of Sister A.B. and C.B. and Leroy. Let me see if I can pull out this statement. Give me 1 second. Psalm chapter 36. Let's look at 1 through 4. Book of Psalms 36, Sister A.B. and C.B. and C.B. Roy. Verse number 1 through 4. Let's see what we're working with here.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
The blessing of the wicked said within my mind.
Within their mind what?
That there is no fear of Yahweh before his eyes.
He said, look here. The wicked say, we don't fear no Yahweh. Is that what they say? Verse number 2, what do they do? Amen.
For he flatters himself in his own eyes.
So he flatters himself in his own eyes. Hold that point. Hold that point right there. Mother G of Israel, C. Roy. Let's write to the book of 2 Thessalonians right quick. Chapter 2. Let's see what he up to. Verse number 3 through 5, Mother G of Israel, C. Roy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 5, Mother G of Israel, of C. Roy. Chapter 2, verse 3 through 5, Mother G of Israel. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Now we read in Job chapter 12, right? That the deceived and the deceiver is in Yahweh's control. Ain't that right? So he said, let no man deceive you by any means. Come on.
For that day shall not come except
there comes
a falling away person.
Mm-hmm.
And that man
wants
to
sin
of
sin. Uh-huh. So that man of sin, right? The one that said, get away from me, Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
It must be revealed.
Yeah.
The son of what?
The son
of destruction. Man with the bombs that drop on you, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 4, come out.
Four.
Yes, ma'am.
He opposes
and exalts
himself above all
that
is called Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Lord,
come on, Mother dear.
He has Yahweh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
On himself that he is Yahweh.
And we read in the book of 1 Maccabees chapter 248, right? He laid open the book of the Torah instruction and he patted the likeness of his image. And that's what we bow down to right now, right? We bow down to, just check out your Christian organization. See who they bow down to in their temples up here. They bow down to that red man, ain't that right? What they call Jesus the Christ. Verse number 5, come on. Uh-huh.
Remember you not that being I was yet with you, I told you these things.
So he exalted himself, right? He sent his temple showing himself that he is Yahweh. Psalms 36. Pick it up, verse 2. 2 through 4. It says, amen, female, see you right. Psalms 36, verse 2 through 4. Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 36, verse 2 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
For he flattereth himself in his own eyes.
But he flattereth himself in his own eyes, come on.
Until his iniquity, his sin, be found.
Verse number 3.
The words of his mouth are iniquity and sin.
The words that come out of his mouth is full of sin, right?
And deceit.
And what?
And deceit.
And deceit. Come on.
He has left us to be wise.
Go ahead.
And to be good.
All that point now. So he just got left out to be wise. Now, I ain't going to do what Yahuwah have instructed me. I'm going to do my own thing. Brother T. Israel, see you right. Let's see when you come up your own way. What Yahuwah called you in Psalms 49, verse 20. The book of Psalms 49, verse 20. What do that make you, Brother T? Israel, see you right.
Chapter 49, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Man that is in honor and understand it not.
Hold on. Man that is ruling, right?
Yeah.
You don't have the understanding of Yahuwah, right? Mm-hmm. What Yahuwah call it?
And understand it not. It's like the beast that perished.
He's just like the beast. That's who your beast is, right? That we read about in Revelation. The book of Psalms 36, verse 3 and 4. It says, amen, please, see you right.
Psalms 36, verse
3
and 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
The word of his mouth are sin and deceit.
So whatever comes out of his mouth, you better check it out, right? Come on. He had what?
He has left off to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
And to do good.
And to do good. Now, what is that word good? What are you talking about there? Who's going to pull that out for us? Who's going to precept that word good? What do it mean to be good? What does it mean to be good? Now, if he refused to be good, ain't that what he said? What does that word mean? How do we define that word in the book of Romans?
That's right.
How do we find that word in Romans? What do it mean to be good? Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Romans chapter 7. Let's look at 12 and verse number 14. Romans 7, 12 and 14. Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 14. Mm-hmm. But it reads,
for
instruction is righteous. So you mean he don't want to do keep Yahuwah's Torah instructions? Now we read in Psalm 2, he done cast the cord from him. Deuteronomy. Mother Z Israel is right. The book of Deuteronomy right quick. Read verse number 14, Mother D.F. Let me not move too fast right here. Verse number 14, come on. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we know that
the Lord is mm-hmm. That's right. So he said that he don't want to keep no Torah instruction of Yahuwah, right? We read in testimony, he opposed everything that Yahuwah got on his table. Yahuwah said, keep the seventh day. Esau said, no, you're going to keep the first day of the week. I'm your Yahuwah. Don't you see my image? Deuteronomy 12, 28, Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Look at Deuteronomy 12, 28, let's get a second witness on. What do it mean to be good? Yes, ma'am.
Observe and hear all these words that I
if there be no sin in their nation.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And there Yahweh
be for
them.
Uh-huh. And there Yahweh be for them. Verse 22. Yes, ma'am. Akiah.
Akiah.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 49,
verse 9 and 10, it reads.
What it reads?
If great guidance comes to you, would they not need some leading grace?
Now he said, if great guidance. Let's see who this is concerning in verse number 7. Brother T. Israel C. Roy. Who is conversation concerning in verse number 7?
Jeremiah 49, verse 7.
Jeremiah 49, verse 7.
Concerning Esau and his five sons.
So we're talking Esau and his five sons, right?
Yes,
I mean, if the book said, we're going to say it, right? What about Esau and his five sons? Brother T. Verse number 9 and 10.
Verse number 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
If seed by night, then we saw it till they have enough.
He said, now if a thief came to your spot, they'll take what they need, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 10. Come on.
Verse 10. But I made Esau and his five sons Amalek bear.
Mm-hmm.
As uncovered his secret places.
Good.
He's not able to hide himself.
Uh-huh.
He sees his boy and his brother and his neighbors, and he is not.
So we find out that if Esau pick you up, right, he's going to say, give it all to me. Give me everything you got, right?
That's right.
Give me your name, your identity. Give it up. Ezekiel 33. Let's see what he got to, what he got to give back, mother. Ezekiel 33, verse 16. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Go ahead. So you gotta come clean, Esau. You gotta give it all up. You gotta get on that boat and go back somewhere. Let's write this down, Mother. Let's write back to that Malachi chapter. I mean, First Maccabees chapter 1:41-43. First Maccabees chapter 1:41-43. Mother Z Israel is here, right? First Maccabees 1:41-43. So when did they start hollering, let us all be one people, Mother Z? First Maccabees 1:41-43.
First Maccabees chapter 1:41-43.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 41. Moreover, King Adonai.
Moreover, King Antiochus.
Moreover, King Antiochus wrote to his own kingdom,
mm-hmm,
that all such
all should be one people. You mean Esau and his five sons brought that ideology into play? We all, what they say, what did Abraham Lincoln say? All men are created equal. Is that what he say? Come on, Mother Z. 42. Uh-huh.
If everyone should lead his
sorrow
and struggle.
Their way of life. So?
So all the kingdoms.
All the nations, what did they do?
So all the nations agreed according to the commandment of the king.
According to the command of Esau and his five sons. Everybody's on board, right?
Right.
But let's see, it's one group that ain't with it, Mother G of Israel. It's one group that ain't with it in the book of Esther chapter 3. Especially the book of Esther chapter 3. It's one group that's not with it. We all gonna do the same thing, ideology. Where's my Esther chapter 3 at, I wonder? Can't find no Esther over here. Esther, chapter 3. See if I can write it down, Mother D of Israel. No Esther in this book, so
in the regular book.
Yeah,
by Nehemiah.
Esther chapter 3.
By Nehemiah.
I got it. Esther chapter 3, Mother D.F. Israel is here, right? Verse number 8 through 10. Let's see, it's one people. It ain't with it, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see who that one people is. Esther 3, verse number 8 through 10. Yes, ma'am.
Ahasuerus.
Yeah. Look here. It's one people that's scattered abroad, right?
Yeah.
Hold it for it. Let's just go on and define that right quick. So say he did speak his feet, right? Let's get Brother James to give him a... Brother James, give us an explanation about who is this scattered abroad. James 1, verse 1. Say it is people. Who is this one people that scattered abroad? So say it is people. James 1, verse number 1. Esther chapter 3,
verse 8.
8 through 10 is what we read now. James 1, 1. What is the name, what are these people that scattered abroad to say they did PBSC right? The James 1, verse number 1.
Verse 1, James, the servant of Yahweh and of Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad.
So we got a number, right? 12 tribes are the people that have been scattered abroad. Come back to ask the Mother D.F. Israel, chapter 3, verse number 8, 8 through 10. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. The 12 tribes, right? Come on.
Hey.
Diverse. Meaning different.
Diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's
commandments. The king commandments, right? The king law. He said there's a certain people. In this case, it's up under the banner of Yahdar Judah, right? The scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all your provinces. Their eternal instructions are diverse, meaning that what they own is different than all the rest of the nations, right? Come out.
Yeah. Therefore, it is not for the king's promise to suffer them.
Mm-hmm.
If it pleases the king.
He said, now, O king, if it pleases you, what about it?
That it be written.
Mm-hmm.
That they may be destroyed.
Hold on now. You mean the plan is to do what? To Yahdar Judah and the other 11 tribes? Now you think this a game or this real here? Yeah? This is really real. Come on, Mother Dia.
And I will take 10,000
cattle
from the people of Israel to the hands of those that have the
charge
of the
business. No. Hold that point, Mother Dia. Now let's see, they done destroyed them some 12 tribes of Israel, right? Let's run to the book of Isaiah, chapter 5. Mother the Israel of City, right? Let's see what happened to Isaiah, chapter 5. Mother the Israel. And let's pick it up at Isaiah chapter 5, let's look at verse number 7. Mother the Israel of C.E. Royce. Isaiah 5, verse number 7, 12 to 14. Let's see what's going on under the Israel of C.E. Royce. Isaiah 5, verse number 7, 12 to 14. Mother of the Israel of C.E. Royce.
Isaiah chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 to 7.
Verse number 7. 12 to 14. Let's see what's going on. Because they got a plan to destroy those that are scattered abroad, right? The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse number 7. 12 to 14, Mother Z. Israel of C. Royce.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 7. The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 7.
12 to 14.
Skip down to 12 to 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 7.
All we need is a name, then we're going to move down to 12. Come on, give us a name.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
For the vineyard of Yahweh opposes the family of Israel.
Wait.
And the man of Yahweh Judah is his clever plant.
So we got names on the table. Israel and Yahweh Judah, right? Verse 12, what we working with? What is Yahweh Judah and Israel working with, Mother? In verse 12.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
And the harp. And the harp of the voice.
And the vial.
The vial.
Tabret. And the pipe.
And the pipe and wind.
And wine.
And wine are in the...
In their feet.
Now,
we know who that identified, right? No doubt about it, ain't that right? Come on, Mother Z.
But they regard not the words of the Yahweh.
But they regard not the work of their Yahweh. Come on.
Yes.
Neither consider the
operation.
Operation of his hands.
Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Therefore my people are gone into slavery. Why, Mother Z?
Because they have no knowledge.
Come on.
And
their honorable men.
And their honorable men are
famished. And their multitude what?
And their multitude
dried up
with thirst.
That means they ain't got no word, is that right?
Right.
Verse 14, come on. What happened to them?
Therefore hell has enlarged herself.
Come on.
And opened her mouth without measure.
Their multitude, their pomp,
and he that rejoices shall descend unto him.
So he said that my people have gone into slavery because they forgot about their Yahweh. Ain't that right? They forgot about their Yahweh. Go back to that Esther. Mother D.F. Israel, Esther 3, verse number 9 and 10. Look at Esther 3, verse 9 and 10, Mother D.F. Israel, the C.E. Royce. Now we know how they destroyed us, right? Hold that point. From the Deuteronomy, since they be previously, right? Deuteronomy chapter 28, right quick. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. And let's keep at verse number 48. Deuteronomy 28, 48. Since they be previously, right? Let's see if we can defined with this example that we are a people that have been destroyed. Deuteronomy 28, verse 48. To say it, please, 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 please.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 48.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore, shall you serve your enemies,
mm-hmm,
and your five sons, which
Yahweh
shall send against you.
Go ahead.
And hunger.
And
thirst. And nakedness.
Uh-huh.
And in want of all things.
Go ahead.
And he shall put a yoke of iron across your neck until he has destroyed
you. Now, he said that. You will be walking around with yoke of iron on your neck until you destroy it, right? I don't see none of us walking around with iron and yoke on our neck. What do that mean? What do that mean? We are people that's been destroyed. Destroyed in the brain, right? Esther 3, verse 19, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? We can see this with our own two eyes, and we can understand this with our own mind, right? Esther chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy.
Mm-hmm. Let it be written.
Let it be written.
That they may be destroyed.
That they may be destroyed. And we are a people that have been destroyed, right? Come on. Verse number 10.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto him, the son of
Amadetha, the Agagite of the five sons of Esau. Who is that? Who is the five sons of Esau? Yahdah Judah's what?
Enemy.
Yahdah Judah's enemy. So the five sons of Esau. How much? Let me read it. And the king took his ring from his hand, gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, five sons of Esau, Yahdah Judah's enemy. That's who he is.
That's right.
Okay, how much he mild? I mean, they can appear to be so nice, can't they? Well, let's see. In the book of Sirach, and I'm gonna be out with this, so this is it. I ain't gonna even pick up them. They gonna pick up your marker. To say, Brother T. Israel, to read this for me. The book of Sirach, chapter 12.
Sirach, chapter 12.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 12, right there.
Pick it up at verse number. Verse number 10. Pick it up at 10. Now let's read until we get the point.
Sirach, chapter 12, verse 10 in the read.
Mm-hmm.
Never trust your enemy.
What did he say?
Never trust your enemy.
That's why I put a never on the table, right?
Yes.
Never trust your enemy. Come on.
But like as iron, rusted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his wickedness.
Verse number 11. Come on.
So he humble himself and go crouching. Yet take good heed and beware of him.
Mm-hmm.
That you should be unto him as if you had white and looking glass. And you should know that his rust has not been altogether wiped away.
So his wickedness, I mean, I don't care how he comes, you better believe his wickedness haven't been wiped away. We can read that in the book of Eber, right?
Yeah.
He started with tears, but he found no place to change, to repent.
That's right.
Come on, Brother T. Israel.
Well, tell him not by you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, when he has overthrown you, he stand up in your place.
Now. Did he stand up in your place?
Yeah.
And he running around the world, got the world thinking he the chosen of Yahweh. Come on, yeah. Brother T. Israel.
Neither let him sit at your right hand.
Yeah.
That he takes to take your throne.
Mm-hmm.
And you at the last, remember my words, and be pricked therewith.
Correct.
13.
Yes, sir.
Who will be their charmer that is bitten with a serpent,
mm-hmm,
or any such as come near wild beasts?
Hey, read a little bit more.
4. Uh-huh. 13. So once they go, so a sinner is defiled with them in the sin. Who will be?
Verse 15.
15.
Hey.
For a while, he will abide with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you begin to fall, he will not carry you.
Hey.
16.
Uh-huh.
The enemy speaking sweetly with his lips.
He speaks sweetly with his lips, right? Come
yes.
on.
But he imagines the pit.
Well, right?
Yes.
Come on.
He will weep with his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if he finds opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood.
And he is sticking real quick, boy.
Yeah.
Come on, 17.
17.
Yes, sir.
Adversity come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
You should fight him there first.
Hey, if you down and out, he gonna put his foot on your neck.
That's
just
right.
A little bit more squeeze. Just a little bit more, right? Come on.
Yeah. And so he pretends to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he undermine you.
Go ahead.
18.
Uh-huh.
He will shake his head.
Uh-huh.
Clap his hand.
Yeah.
And whistle much.
And do what?
Change his country.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. On that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel, see what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. All right, Mother T. Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke
chapter 12,
verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. I believe that. So like mind that righteous spirit.
You didn't give that. No, it's still not called.
All right. You don't lean on to what man got on the table. You don't lean on to what man got on the table. All right, we're going to Corinthians real quick. We're going to Corinthians. See what I wrote in Corinthians. Let's see. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. All right. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. What is the
answer? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. What is the why?
What makes you wise? We'll make you wise so we can read. Brother Jeff Israel, we'll make you wise so we can read. We'll make you wise so we can read.
Yeah.
We'll make you wise so we can read.
Righteousness.
What is righteousness?
I should know this one. What is righteousness? Yeah.
What's righteousness but it's Israel? But it's righteousness. But it's righteousness. It is righteousness.
Deuteronomy 4, 6. Okay, what's that read? Deuteronomy 4, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9.
give instruction to a wise man, he will get you. He will be yet wiser. Speak to a just man, he will increase his life.
Okay, Proverbs 10, 8. Proverbs 10, verse 8. Chapter 9, verse 1 through 4, 17, 18. We at verse 2, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 2.
I read that verse, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 2.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 9, verse 2. And ordain man through your wisdom that he should have dominion over the creature which thus has made.
Which you has made. And he should have dominion over the creature which you has made. Now who is this he? And we can read. First man that had the baby.
Genesis 2:7.
Yeah.
Genesis 2:7.
Genesis what? 2:7. Genesis chapter 2:7.
First man, right?
A lot of people can't figure this book out. They just read, and don't figure it out nothing. They're going to do tomorrow. Read one verse and talk for 5-6 hours. Y'all for what? All right. Then Genesis chapter 2, verse what? Okay. 6-7. All right. 6-7. When you say you want to have the dominion? Yeah. All right, let's see if it lined up. Okay, you said this is chapter 2, verse 7.
Right, now we gotta have a name on it, right? All
Okay, now, you got to prove you didn't have the dominion, right? Okay, now. Give me Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Pick up at verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Read down to verse 19. 7 to 19. 7 to 20. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 to 20.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 to 20. Verse 7. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into the, his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Verse 2, verse 8. Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 9. Out of the ground made Yahweh to grow every tree that is planted in the sight and to the sight of the good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and then the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. From then, well, it was
hard,
and it came into four heads.
Four heads. What's the four heads? We're going to break down what the four heads is. Go ahead.
Verse 11. The name of the first is Pisgah.
That's one head. Go ahead.
That is it, which passes the whole land of Canaan.
Yes.
Where there is gold.
There is gold.
Verse 12. And the gold of that land is good.
Bdellium. Onyx stone.
Verse 13. And the name of the second river is
Neon. That's the second head.
The name is it that compares the whole land of Ethiopia.
Let's see if that word Ethiopia stand up. Let's see if we can read about it and say Ethiopia and stand up. Ethiopia, do that stand up. All right, hold that point. Same chapter. Let's see if that word stand up is Ethiopia. They call you Ethiopia something. Ethiopia Jew, all this speech, body. Ethiopia. Let's see if we can find it in Genesis 10 chapter. This word, Ethiopia, that word stands up. Genesis 10 chapter. Under the DF Israel. Genesis 10 chapter. Genesis 10 chapter. All right. Genesis chapter 10, verse 1. Skip down verse 5 and 6. Genesis 10 chapter verse 6. Okay, the question is, Which one of the sons of the Lord? I see, you read that through the word Ethiopia. Which one of the sons, which we already, I'm going to come back with that question later. Skip down verse 5 and 6, and I'm going to ask the question. Verse 5 and 6. It's going to break down with that, they got that through the word Gentile. It's going to break down what it really is. Go ahead. So I'm talking about the family and nations. Verse 6. Okay. All right.
nation is. Which one of the sons? Okay, let's go to Jack Redemption, the 10th chapter. Let's see. Okay, this is the 10th chapter. This is chapter 10.
Yeah,
know I'm. All right, let me go to, let me check out something. I got some of the vision of Paul by concerning these rivers. The name of these rivers. I see they got Hiddekel out there. Okay. Now I'm in the vision of Paul. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So when you see a man out of that position, that means
39th chapter of Hosea, Israel, verse number 17. It's God's Lord. Now listen when you read something like it. You know, our problem is we don't have the understanding of this part of it.
Yahweh is not going to be until man understands his position.
have to counsel young marriages and how things supposed to be. Because we'll never get to what we're going to get to until we bring in the rules and regulations of God's word. I don't care how smart the woman is, wherever she learned from, she's learned from who. In a way, go. That's the part they read out. Well, I don't care how fast they can read, how fast they can talk. Well, if they learn that part. Amen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that must be understood, and that's why you pick the wrong relationship, because we smarter, and then a man automatically let her take care of that responsibility, and not you out of the will of Yahweh. Until the woman saying, listen, I was made a woman. Now, I've learned this information, but since I'm going to be with you, I got to do all I can and still in you. Your position, or I could be in my position and get the person that he got to go to. So you don't just say to use it as a piece of the man over the head with, you can use it to keep the man in his right position for the blessing of Yahweh to go down in your mind. So he described her a will. And that's why when he raised the garden, he had Adam over there. If he wanted this thing to be a Billy Lattimore or
water, the earth, and making it bring forth the blood,
Now your precept as to what?
read that again three times. I ain't got my
journey from the wilderness
Good. That's right. You got the point. Wilderness. So who's in the wilderness? So when we read Acts 7:38 about Moses, the city of Israel, you can put it in there right now. You can put that in. See, now you got to make them think now. You got to make them think now. Remember when we read
Luke chapter 24, verse 32, and read. And they said one to another,
they
said, yeah, did our mind burn within us? Why he talk with us?
He was talking to us, by the way.
And why he opened to us the scripture?
He revealed us. So you see, when we talk, what we gotta do, y'all?
Open the scripture.
That's how we gonna talk to you. We don't tell about our experience or anything. We open the scripture. Get down verse 44.
44. And he said to them,
what?
These are the words which I spake unto you. I was yet with you. And all these things must be fulfilled, which are written in the Torah instructions, first five books of Moses, and in the seer, and the son, concerning me. Verse 45. Then opened their understanding.
What do you do?
He opened their understanding.
You see what we got to do, y'all? We got to open up their understanding because the world is finished. But we got to open up their understanding that what this Bible opens really explains the spirit.
Yeah.
What the Bible opens. 46.
46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus, and behold, Yahweh the Son could suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. Rise from the third day.
So, you see, read verse 45.
45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scripture.
And that's what you got to do even with your loved ones. Even with the ones that you know a little bit more, you got to show them over their understanding. That's why it's not going to bless us until we understand that this Bible, this talk, Stockholm Syndrome. What's that mean?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Listen to this.
What is Stockholm Syndrome? Stockholm Syndrome is a psychological response. It occurs when hostage or abused victims bound with their captors or abusers. This psychological connection develops over the course of the days, weeks, months, or even years of captivity or abuse.
That's what he said.
What is Stockholm Syndrome?
Yes.
Stockholm Syndrome is a psychological response.
It's a psychological response.
Yes. It occurs when hostage or abuse.
It occurs when you've been in captivity.
Yes. Yeah. Or abuse victims bound with their captors.
And now you have a death to be. You've been beat down so many years. Now you don't let other people tell you it's all right to be in a lower state of condition. What? Everybody out there, come on, give me something.
Normal.
Now you're normal.
Normal.
It's normal, but you see in position we're in now, you just say, well, the white man, he always gone. I know he ran my mom and daddy. You see what we are doing?
That's right.
We got to. And that's what the Christianity has given to us, which is polluted. It is a devil religion.
Yeah.
Christianity is a devil religion, but that fighting word to any Christian, you got to fight it. You got $20 million. You want to fight it behind that. You got Twitter cards, you got to fight when it's in the game. You got to get it in the game. I got to put money. So you see, that Stockholm Syndrome, we've been in captivity so long, we don't found out now how to justify being in Stockholm.
rock home for me.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. We think we know more than our better half, and they think, you know, we try to hide it from them. Or we use it and deceit. We ain't going nowhere until we use it the way Yahweh designed it to be used.
By the way, why he opened to us was scripture.
What we got opened up?
Scripture.
opened up the upper what?
Scripture.
That's what Jeremiah 8, verse 8, Moses, yeah, let's see how you open scripture up. Let's see what will it make you do if you open the scriptures up? What will happen if that happens? Precept your body. Jeremiah 8. Well, I'm a little bit. on the way over here to tell you something. He's telling you something right now. So what he did and how he did it and how you go, this is what you need to know. Then I kick in. Okay, go ahead, take you
Rock 37.
Rock 37.
12 and 15. Verse 12 and 15. Rock 37. Verse 12 and verse 15. Rock 37, verse 12. Be continuing with Yahweh the man, whom you know is to keep the core instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and real sorry with you if you should miscarry. Verse 15. And above all this pray, to Yahweh the Most High, that he will direct your way in truth.
Now hear that? Now hear what you do? If you always pray doing, you know Yahweh will do. What are you
going
to do? Go ahead. Now he's going to kick it down. No, he's going to kick it down. What are you
going
to do?
Direct your way. Rock 37, verse 15. And above all this pray,
always pray now.
To Yahweh the Most High.
Always pray to Yahweh the Most High.
That he will direct your way in truth.
What's that? What's that? What's
that? What's that? What's that? What's
that? Yes, it's about 37, verse 15.
Who's that on that verse?
Anybody understand? And that verse? Yes.
Who understands that verse? Who don't understand that verse? First of all,
it's set up by
verse 12. Read verse
12 again. Verse 12. It's about 37, verse 12. Be continued with Yahweh, man.
1-1.
Yes. Who do you know it? Keep the Torah instructions.
No, that's 1-1 right there.
That means act and do.
No, that means that you make sure for anything that works in your possession in him, you have to make sure you got this verse down 12.
Rock 37, verse 12. But be continually with Yahweh he made. For you know to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
You got to know that he's yours.
Keep the Torah instructions.
That's what you got to know from the get-go. You have to know that he's yours.
Keep the Torah instructions.
It's taking it day when you know he's Torah instructions. You got to do what with him? Well,
from
that verse
12.
From the beginning.
Yes. Whose mind is according to your mind?
Start
again. Rock 37, verse 12. But be continuing with Yahweh's name.
Be continuing with
Yahweh's
name. But you're continuing. I mean, I'm trying to speak on all that, but they are with it and they are not. They are with you,
but tomorrow not. They are with you, but
tomorrow not with you. One of y'all father, you got to do it
to all
six. Continually. They're going to be right there. That means through thick and thin,
right.
Whatever going on, you got to remember what the man says. That's why this has got to come back to your head when you're in the fight. When you get in the fight, the answer is not when you go to your closet and say, well, the Lord's going to work it out. Tell you right here, I'm getting what kind of circumstance you're under, you got to do what according to verse 12.
Be continually.
What?
The Yahweh man.
And what?
When you know to keep the Torah instructions.
If y'all know, they keep the Torah instructions. It's over the certain game, I'm back going.
Right.
When you heard all the madness, that I can tell her, he'll come back and get you out have a total adjustment man. He don't check on his own you guys, he check on his own trust.
Amen.
That would have got Father man of it. We own the cake. What you all?
37:13-14.
Yeah.
And let the counsel of your own mind stand.
Let the what?
And let the counsel of your own mind stand.
The counsel of your own mind, well, I already know where you are. We just told you, let the counsel of your mind, put that down.
It says, no man more faithful unto you than it. 14. When man's mind is sometimes wrong to tell him more than seven watchmen.
You gotta make sure that he ain't telling his spirit. His spirit is about Yahweh's word. Right?
That sit above and at high top.
15.
And above all this praise to Yahweh the Most High.
Then what?
That he will direct your way in truth.
He will direct you what to do.
Behold, yes, ever next.
care of my vision.
The eyes of you unfavored being ever.
The eyes of your understanding.
Being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the covenant of his inheritance in the saints.
Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of his honor and favor of his inheritance and the faith.
So we got to open up the eyes to understand the riches of the calling of Yahweh. We got to open up these people's eyes. We've been looking at things through the eyes of our parents, the Christianity, his mommy, and his.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't see what we can see, but we got the right eyes open up. We got to open the eyes of our feet. The Bible really say.
I got one.
Okay.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the righteous spirit and have tasted the good word of Yahweh, verse 5, the power of the world.
Well, yeah, it is about it. You're talking about monkeys, but they hit the market. They ain't heard it yet. That ain't heard it yet. It's a market. They ain't never heard it yet. We talk, but we ain't saying nothing. That'll kick in until you lay the foundation for it.
But that wouldn't be a button.
We ain't heard none of the preparation of yet. We all are heard Christianity. We ain't been enlightened with words.
So we not being in life right now?
Yeah, we're in life, but we ain't gonna break away from it. So what I mean, like, take what's out. Brother God, you said, the only time I can walk back to the Sunday church for a long time to me, all you around you gonna ask what? That's what that means right there. Somebody to take in life.
Right.
Return back to the promise of Christianity, Lord God and Jesus,
right?
And white man Jesus. Now you know people there think they are from it. People got not one who came from one, he got two of them. You start talking about the Lord God and Jesus over there, he's white man Jesus. He's up in business on a TDJ of $20 million and got half of it. So it's one of them. We haven't been enlightened yet. These followers, they don't approve that they've been enlightened. And you go that suicide, you follow it, this thing here.
Yeah.
It's suicide. Yeah, I was right on the day. You know what the end of this thing is. You are ready.
Yeah.
If you were there present for a day, if you throw in a bottle of a body, you make that. Be wise, boy, babe. Don't believe me. I ain't kept after you with it. You know the power of Yahweh. You are taking the power of Yahweh. You know the man about it. Yeah. This word is in here. Add on to this thing here. Now, come on over here, baby. 119, verse 27, verse 4, verse 17. Psalm 119, verse 27.
Thank you.